are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Live stream viewers, we welcome you. Facebook viewers, our television audience, we welcome you today. It's always a great honor and a great privilege to bring the Word of God right to you from America, Europe, throughout Africa. I want to tell you that God is for you, God loves you, and 2018 will be your best year ever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, shake the hand of two or three people. Tell them God's got great things in store for you in 2018. So, a message to jumpstart you into 2018. Three regrets of older people. Number one, they wish they reflected more and enjoyed life more. Number two, they wish they risked more. Number three, they would live their lives for something greater than their own purpose. Family, we've got one life to live in this flesh, and we have to make this life count. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we are going to read from verse 24 in the Message translation. Hallelujah. Paul the Apostle writing, he says, you've all been in the stadium and seen the athletes in a race. Everyone runs, one wins. Run to win. Bump the person next to you and say, this year you're going to run like never. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. How many of you know the way you start this year is the way you are going to finish this year? So we are going to start this year with one foot up, okay? Because you are going somewhere in 2018. You are going with God somewhere. I don't care how low last year was, God promises that you will be the head and not the tail. You will be above and not beneath. God's going to take you over your obstacles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Walt Disney said, your dreams can come true if you have the courage to go for them. Margaret Thatcher, you may have to fight a battle more than once before you win it. And Frank, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before improving their world. Henry Ford, when everything seems to be going against you, remember that an aeroplane takes off against the wind. So when opposition comes against you, it's time to lift off. Say amen. Amen. Theodore Roosevelt, believe that you can and you are halfway there. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior said, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Shout amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this year, you've got to make up your mind to believe God for great things and attempt great exploits for God. I mean, God doesn't want you to be a sitter this year. God wants you to be a runner. You're not going to be a squatter. You're not going to be a camper. You are going to be a climber. You're going to climb to higher heights in God because God is for you. Shout amen. Ephesians 3 verse 20, the Bible says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. So God is able. No matter what you are facing, what you are going through, God is able to turn your impossibilities into possibilities. God is able this year to give you your breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. God is able this year to do things that you never even thought possible. You know, I don't read social media a lot, but during the holiday, I read a lot of people's comments, and I just saw how many Christians are so negative about life. How many Christians don't believe in a good future? They don't believe that God really wants to bless them, that God really wants to prosper them. So they go into this year with a cynical attitude, que sera, sera, whatever will be. And we have to break that. Because there's not a scripture in the Bible where God says, follow me and you're going to be worse off. Follow me to the land of poverty. You won't find it in the Bible. I mean, it's like people think to be blessed is a curse. Well, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. So we're not going to apologize for God's blessing. We're not going to apologize for God's favor, God's goodness, God's abundance. Come on, shout amen. This year you're going to get a job. This year you're going to get a promotion. This year you're going to get your breakthrough, whether you like it or not, in the name of Jesus Christ. So 2018 will be a great year if you make up your mind, here's my message, to go for it. Three things. Number one, just getting you motivated. Next week we're starting in where I believe God wants to work in the first term. And the message is about God's presence. If God's presence does not lead me. So we're going to talk about the presence of God, but I want to get your attitude right, because there's a lot of sanctified, tongue-talking believers that have bad attitudes. They talk in tongues, but they go nowhere. They don't believe that God has a better future for them. Always talking about the negatives of yesterday. So for those of you that want a greater future, this is for you. For the naysayers, you're just going to have to bear with me. I'm not going to apologize for giving you good news. I mean, if good news makes you want to weep, then have a go. It's the perfect service for you, because you're not going to get bad news yet today. You're going to get good news. Okay, so number one, you have to live with a get up and go attitude. Bump the person next to you and say, get up and go. You've got to go for gold. You've got to go for the first prize. You've got to go for new opportunities. You've got to go for your goals this year. If you want to lose weight, then lose it. Don't talk about it. If you want to expand your business, expand your business. Don't talk about it. If you want to start a home sale, start a home sale. Don't just talk about it. Don't be a sitter. Because Jesus doesn't sit with the sitters. He runs with the runners. This is a year to believe God for great things. This is a year to cross your Jordan, whatever that is, into the promised land that God has for you. Too many people, every year, they have good intentions, but at the end of the year, they're exactly where they were, in the wilderness. This year, you are crossing over. This year, you are going to become that man of God that you want to be. This year, you are going to become that woman that you want to be. This year, you are going to become the spouse that you want to be. This year, you are going to let go of that depression that hijacks you. This year, you are going to have to let go of the victim mindset. Ever wondered why the windscreen is bigger than the rear view mirror? Because you can't drive forward looking in the rear view mirror. I mean, in South Africa, we're good about talking about the past. Our politicians talk about the past. Christians tweet about the past. Can anybody talk about the future? Get up and go. Believe that things will be better. Believe that God has great opportunities for your tomorrow in Jesus' name. Even the four lepers were smart enough at the gate of Samaria when they said, if we sit here, we die. If we go into the city, we die. The worst thing that can happen is nothing changes. So why are we sitting? Don't start this year sitting. Don't start this year sucking your thumb. Get rid of your negativity. Get rid of your criticism. Get rid of your offense. Get up, get over, and get on with the life that God has for you. Make up your mind. Tomorrow's going to be better. This is the year where I will cross my Jordan and run like never. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold on that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of for me. So there are things ahead of you and there are things behind you. Where will your focus be in 2018? If you look back, you will go back. If you look ahead, you will move forward. So you have to get up, even if all your friends don't get up. Because a lot of you have friends on social media that go nowhere. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit in the evening messages when the young people are back. How people are in church and they put the most vilest, foulest, filthiest things on social media. And then people follow them. You know, when somebody says something about Christianity, I always go to their profile and I see what they have tweeted before. And if somebody has an adulterer, a fornicator, a sinner, blasphemous, no respect for women. How will you ever even follow somebody like that on Twitter? Thanks for shouting me down. Amen. Your social media says everything about you. It tells the world where you've been, and it tells the world where you're going. So manage your social media this year. Amen. Paul says, this one thing I do, I forget what is behind, and I reach forward to those things that are ahead. Look ahead and not behind you. Believe with all your heart that the best is yet to come. Believe that the rest of your life will be the best of your life. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise if you believe it. Come on. I mean, if you enter any race, you can't enter the race without the desire to win. So next week, we're going to talk about how to win this race, and we'll focus about your relationship with God, etc. But we first have to prepare ourselves that we are in it to win it. I mean, where did people get this idea, follow Jesus and you become a dropout? Follow Jesus and you become a nobody. Where did people find that in the Bible? Follow Jesus and you will be broke. Where do you get the scripture in the Bible? Nowhere. Religion. Every person, and I studied this now, every person from Genesis to Revelation that followed Jesus Christ or God in the Old Testament were better off in their marriage, their physical bodies, their finances. Everything was better when God came into the equation. Now, sure, people go through sufferings, but at the end of that, like Job, God restored his losses. Amen. People go through trials and tribulations, but the end of the story is we win. So we can't run this race like, well, I don't believe God to bless me this year. Okay? So what are you believing? For God to curse you? It's like somebody says, I don't believe in a God of prosperity. So what do you believe? In a God of poverty? Because it's either or. There's no gray area with God. I don't believe in a God who blesses people. Well, what do you believe? In a God who curses people. You see, we say things without thinking. I don't believe in a God of miracles. Well, what do you believe? In a God of what? I mean, how do you follow him if you don't know what to expect? I mean, study the life of Abram. He left his father's house with nothing. And later on, when he sent his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac, Isaac said, the Lord has blessed my master greatly with this and this and this and this and this and this. He left with nothing. He left his blessing. So we're going to have to get our doctrine sorted out. We're going to have to make up our minds what we believe about this God. Is he a merciful God? Is he a compassionate God? He's a God who doesn't change. He's not a schizophrenic God. He doesn't have bad moments. He doesn't bless one person and curses another. He's no respecter of persons. So if we're going through our wilderness, we need to find out how to walk through our wilderness. But not come with some messed up doctrine. Because I always wonder when somebody says, I don't believe. Then I say, okay, can't you just tweet what you do believe? Tell everybody what you believe. What do you believe? Well, I don't like white people. Okay. Let's talk about that. Can you give me your scripture? I don't want to be in a church where there's a black person. Okay? What do you believe? Because if you're unclear in your belief, what is it that you're going for? I mean, it's like the guy showing up in the athletics arena and there's discus and javelin and long jump and high jump and pole vault and 100 meters, 200, and he just shows up. And he's got the best tracksuit on and the best spikes. He's ready, but he doesn't know where. So many of you have showed up here today, and it's fantastic. And Paul says, you have a race to run in 2018. You have a prize to win. You have a line to cross. He says, I'm going to run hard as I always do. I'm not going to play around. I'm not going to mess around. I'm not going to allow people to take me to their place of apathy. I'm going to run my race looking unto Jesus in 2018. And if the person to my left and my right backslides, I'm running, my brother, my sister, I'm running. If the person next to me becomes negative, I'm running, my brother, I'm running, my sister. Come on, I'm going to run that I may obtain. So maybe you get the job and other people don't, and they're unhappy. You know, I get inspired when other people get blessed, not negative. Because I say, God, you know, respecter of persons, I'm standing next in line for your favor and your blessing. So 2018, make up your mind to go for it. You say to go for what? Your goal. Be a better father, then be it. Be a better husband, then be it. Be more committed to the things of God, then be it. I mean, I meet so many people. Always in gym, I talk to people about Christianity. And then I always ask them the second question, what church do you go to? And I hear so many people say, well, I don't really have time for church. I mean, how do you separate Christianity from church? If he's the head and we are the body. Well, you know, pastors are in it for the wrong reason. Really? Have you become the judge? You're telling me all the pastors in the world are corrupt except you? And you wear these lo and behold dresses and you have the audacity to say all the pastors are corrupt? I mean, you're not even the prophet Elijah that lost perspective. You're just somebody sitting on the sideline. So are you going to grow up in Christ this year? Is that a goal that you want to be more mature in God? You want to be more committed in the local church? You want to get involved in home cells? You want to get involved in expanding God's kingdom? The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Come on. So make it your highest goal, your Christian race and your Christian journey. Number two, are you ready for more? Everybody say number two. So number one, you have to live with a go for it attitude. Number two, you have to live with an I can, I will attitude. I can and I will. I don't know, Pastor. I don't know, Daddy. I'm not so sure. You know, I'm just a poor boy from a poor family. I'm just the least of the weakest. Well, fill that on your resume and see who appoints you. You walk in for that job interview with that. Thank you so much for seeing me. You know, I'm just a little worm. You know, I'm so sorry that I'm taking any of your time. Excuse me? You're a king's kid. They should be happy to have an audience with you. You carry yourself in there, not with arrogance, but with confidence. So if God meant it for you, I announce to each and every one of you, if it's God's will for you, you have what it takes, you can and you will succeed in life. You will get the job. You will rise to the top. You will be the head. You will not be the tail, because you can through Christ who strengthens you. That's what Paul said. He says, life may sometimes knock you around, but I've learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody shout, I can. Number three, it's not difficult, very easy. Be a believer, not a believer. Be careful who you follow. If you go to my social media profiles, you'll see I follow very few people. Because if you follow somebody that is a slanderer or an adulterer, you are identified with that person. I mean, people today, we see them on holiday, they all sit at the table and they're all talking, not to one another. So your social media is your life. I mean, I had a young girl, something just jumped on my Facebook, I'm not going to get onto social media all the time, and I thought, I want to get a hold of this young guy. Talks about girls that are easy for a one-night stand. says number one CRC students. I thought, I want to get you. You come to church, you come to me. And then other tweets are about the law, and then first years, and all this filthy things that people... But then on Sunday, they tweet about God. Excuse me, you better decide this year who you follow. You better decide this year who your God is. You better make up your mind. Come on. If the Lord is Lord, then follow Him. If not, then don't, then go follow Baal. Go follow the world. But make up your mind in 2018 that God is number one. Because when the storms of life comes, He will sustain you. His presence will preserve you. And He will carry you through to the other side. So be a believer. No matter what you face, 1 John 5 verse 4, the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Mark 9:23, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Today's impossibilities will be tomorrow's possibilities. Three stages to anything, from impossible to possible to it's done. A lot of things that people said are impossible, it's done. A lot of things that people said cannot be done, it's done. It's done, it's history. Somebody just believed it's possible. Put a man on the moon. Anything is possible if you can believe. That's what Jesus said. If you can believe. So, what are your goals this year? If you serve this amazing big God, don't go into this year neutral. Go sit during the time of fasting and prayer and write big goals and ask yourself, is anything too hard for God? Anything? Anything? I don't have an education. Where am I going to get a job? Is anything too hard for God? The doctor said there's no hope. Is anything too hard for God? You have to ask that question for yourself. Because as you journey to your dream, there will be a lot of obstacles, a lot of oppositions. Many people who will try and talk you out of your dream. A lot of naysayers. And sometimes they are the people closest to you. Sometimes your friends who... When you climb the mountain, they want to camp in the valley. You get serious about your future, but they want to play around. Then there comes a time that you have to disconnect from those who don't want to move forward into the land of promise that God has for you. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So we'll talk about that next week. Moses said to God, if your presence does not lead me, I will not go. We need to be a people that seek God's presence more than anything else. And when the presence of God leads you, God will lead you through the valley, Psalm 23. God will sustain you in the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, from the lion, Daniel. God will be with you, His presence, His glory. We're going to talk about that, a year of glory, a year of the supernatural. Listen to me. A year where God is going to manifest Himself in a whole nother dimension. But the glory will not go to a man. The glory will go to Jesus. Come on, give Jesus praise because He alone is worthy. Come on. Okay, that was three. Four more things. Are you ready? Number one, choose to believe God's dream for your life. Proverbs 29 verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, people perish. Everything starts with a dream. If you don't have a vision for 2018, you will perish. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 and 10, eye has not seen or ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. So God has great things. This year we are going to fill stadiums and we're going to see tens of thousands of people get saved all over South Africa. I believe it, I see it, I declare it in the name of Jesus. We're going to see a revival like we have never seen in the movement of CRC. If you believe it, jump to your feet, shout amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah! I'm hugely excited about this week of fasting and prayer. I think I'm going to have meetings every night, lay hands on people. So
will announce next week for the hungry people. Press into God for a week. Believe God to open the heavens and pour out His Spirit. Break that which has to be broken. Remove what has to be removed. Deposit what has to be deposited. Set you on fire. When your dream is alive in your heart, you will be a person of hope and optimism. Genesis 13, God said to Abram, lift your eyes, see the land, for all you see, I give you. What are you focusing on in 2018? Are you still focused on the tragedy of last year, the disappointment of last year, the negativities of last year? Or have you shifted over into the future? I know tragedy can be a painful thing. I've been through some tragedies in my life. Disappointments, betrayals, setbacks, financial loss. These things are real, but they're not final. God is the one who will have the final say. If you keep your eyes on Him, come on. If you keep your hope and your faith in Him. If you keep your dream alive in Jesus' name. So my choice in 2018 is, can I trust God a little or a lot? I want to believe God for a lot. I want to believe God for big things. Because He's able. Amen. He is able. I said God is able. Come on there in Bloemfontein. God is able. Puts us through them. Number two of the next four things, which is actually number five. But just to mess with your mind, it's number two. Of four more things. Ask God for big things. We're not going to pray for little prayers. We're not going to pray little prayers. We're not going to be like little sheepy people on the earth. We serve a great big God. We serve a God who wants to bless His people. We serve a God who wants to surprise His people. We serve a God who is full of glory and majesty. Come on. We serve a God, a Jesus who said, follow me and I will make you something. Come on. I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So what are you going to ask God for this year? Not something small. Listen, just come to the week of fasting and prayer. I tell you, I sense the anointing even right now. I'm going to get my hands on many of you. And God's going to explode your spirit. You're not going to be this struggling Christian in 2018. Even our country is going to change. Our economy is going to change. Things are going to get better for the people of South Africa. If you believe it, give the Lord a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. James 4 verse 2, the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. Psalm 2 verse 8, God says, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. I mean, some people think big is evil. Just be content and say, oh Jesus, just bless me with a little business. Just bless me a little bit. But God died for the whole world. Here he says, the psalmist says, ask me for the whole world. Well, I'm going to ask God as your pastor. And God's going to bless you because we're going to need money to go into all the world. God's going to bless your business. God's going to bless your family. God's going to raise up young people that will be radical for Jesus. Young people that will go shake nations in the name of Jesus. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're not going to ask for a hostel. We're going to ask for universities. You know, when this revival started back in 1994, we had people from every political spectrum come to church. People that from the old South Africa, okay, the previous South Africa, some people say it's not an old South Africa. Okay, the previous South Africa, people from Mkhonto and Sizwe, Apla, and they all came together under one roof, CRC in Bloemfontein. And I saw people with so much hate, like I see again in South Africa. And I know there's one thing needed, an open heaven and God to come down upon our land. Come on, the rain of God to fall upon our land, upon our people, to give us a heart of God for our people and for our nation. Come on, in the name of Jesus, we're going to have a revival. God's going to turn haters into lovers, mockers and scoffers into worshipers and praisers. Come on, persecutors into preachers. God is going to do a mighty work in South Africa this year. I declare it. Shout amen if you believe with me. So we're going to ask God for nations, the ends of the earth, as our inheritance. Jabez did. He said, oh God, that you will bless me
that you will enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may cause no pain. So God granted him his request.
Amazing. I mean, the man was already blessed. God gave him more. Somebody say more. Why is it so difficult to say more? Say more. It's like people have this mindset like God doesn't want to bless his children. You know, you can ride a Datsun Bucky, but if you ride a Nissan double cab, God's not happy with you. Well, where's the point where God starts becoming unhappy? Can you tell me? At what point? Can you show me the scripture? Well, that dress is too expensive. Well, so I can tell the people in church, if you go shopping, don't buy a dress more expensive than 800 Rand. What is the cutoff point where God becomes unhappy? No, you unhappy. You sour. You can't handle it that somebody else is more blessed than you. God doesn't have the problem. You the sour. If the cattle on 1,000 hills is God's, the earth is the Lord's. I mean, the streets of the New Jerusalem are gold. Gold. And you go, ooh, my gold, my gold, my gold coin, my gold coin, my future inheritance. God says, oh man, let me just shock all of you. When you get to heaven, the streets are gold. So when is something too good for you? When is something too much? It's a question, because I've studied the Bible and I can't find that answer. When? Well, really, it's not about that. It's about what you do with what God blesses you with, and we'll get there. God doesn't mind you having a lot of things, but God minds a lot of things having you, or few things having you. It's when you no longer live a life of purpose, where your life becomes about material things and not about the purpose, which is why Jesus came, to save the world. And that prosperity is a blessing from God to live life comfortably. Many people think God doesn't want you to be comfortable in this world. He does. And to make life comfortable for other people by being a channel and not a reservoir. So I'm believing God for blessings, just like Jabez. I put my name there. I say, God, bless me more. Bless us with more churches. Bless us with more people. Bless us with more buildings. Bless us with more nations. Bless us, Father. I ask you, Father, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. I'm not going to ask little prayers because you're a sour individual. I'm going to ask for God for big things. I'm going to stand before God with my arms open wide, my mouth open wide, and I'm going to be ready for the blessing of God upon our church, upon the people of God. I'm ready for the favor of God. I'm ready for a manifestation of the goodness of God. A manifestation of the miraculous of God. I'm ready in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, God bless me more. Not a teeny little bit. God bless me more. A greater anointing. I ask God every time when I get on the platform. Father, I ask you for a new anointing. I ask you for a fresh anointing. I ask you for a stronger anointing. I ask God every time I minister. So I'm expecting that through these hands, hands of blessing, hands of healing, hands of life. I'm believing. I'm not going to go into this year neutral. I'm believing God to turn you upside down, inside out, while you sit in your seat for a Holy Ghost revival, for the power of God to fall upon you. The heavens coming down in your world. Oh, come on, somebody just shout. Do something. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him for something greater. Ask Him for your family. Ask Him for influence. Ask Him for blessing.
Ask him for favor.
You have not because you ask not. I ask God for a whole brass band up here. I ask God for a whole set of violinists. I ask God for an orchestra. I'm going to ask God for big things in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I ask God for young men that he can raise up for the ministry that will go to every continent and every nation in Africa. I ask God to bring me people from Malawi, from Congo, from all over the African nations so we can raise them and send them back and have a revival throughout Africa in the name of Jesus. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. Lift your hands with me for a moment. Number five. Well, number six, three. I have to close my message. My time is up. Be willing to take risks. And then number four, which is number seven, never give up. But the Holy Ghost is here. Lift your hands.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
And just say this simple prayer according to the Bible as you give yourself back to God this morning. Say this today. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today, I open my heart and I invite you to take your rightful place. Save me. Wash me in your blood. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you for a fresh start, a new beginning. Here I am, Jesus. I give myself to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.